Hello, this is Vlad, and you are listening to Olafield's Fantasy Podcast.
Woo! I got an audience. Got Ashley and Emily in the background here. So, if they are making some noise, that's fine. It's just part of the ambiance, right? Right, Jeffrey? On the Olafield's Fantasy Podcast, because we got to get multiple votes in on a certain bracket, but that's later on down the line because we got a lot to get to, kind of. I don't really know if we really need to. But we got a lot to get to on this Wednesday where not a whole lot's going on, Jeff. How you doing, Jeff?
Well, excited to be here. Sounds like you got some cool cats and kittens there in the background. Excited to have their opinions on the their biases that they're bringing to the table. Crush some of our biases on our Disney song bracket, March, April Madness. But sun just came out. It was a dreary, rainy morning, but sun's out. And now that I'm talking to you, Will, my day is even better. Like you said, a lot of stuff to talk about. Kind of an interesting time in the NFL. We'll get to that, but I am excited to be here with you, buddy.
It just started pouring here too, actually. Well, it's like 85 degrees, more towards 90, but then it just started randomly pouring. So we got the lightning, we got the winter tropical, or not winter, wow, the tropical storms that we sometimes get. But excited for that. The wife and her friend are out tanning, you know, can't really go to the beach or do anything like that, you know, in this day and age. In fact, they've even closed down the dog parks as of today.
Big timing.
Dog parks and all kind of wilderness. Hold on, I think we got an interesting thing. Gucci is causing an issue here. Get him in here.
I'll lock him outside.
Gucci has been locked outside.
Oof.
Like out front, out back? Oh boy. Well, you can bring him in here. It's fine.
He got her shoe.
Bring him in here. Gucci's going to be part of the pod. He is causing a ruckus. I don't know what is up with that. See, no dog parks. No dog parks. This is what's happening. We had, I don't know if you've heard of this, but there's a viral video going on from Charlotte. Of course. We have a pretty big park here in our downtown, and there was a group of about 10 people playing volleyball.
Whoa.
It was either yesterday or 2 days ago. So that vid goes around, and now they just caused a whole lot of trouble. So now every park is closed to parking. So if you walk to the park and you are seen walking into it by yourself with a dog or whatever, then it's fine. But unless that's the case, they have closed all the gates and all the parking. So thanks to those bozos, ruining of what's going on with this coronavirus. Can't even go out to parks.
Yeah.
In this day and age. Unbelievable.
No beaches.
Let's just get right to it, Jeff. We watched Tiger King. We did it.
The whole thing?
Yes. I fell asleep for a lot of it, but I do have a whole, I saw how, you know, they like to meth around over there. That's how they got their teeth going on. They like to meth around. And I saw the gunshots, you know, with the certain guy and the five husbands and all that stuff. It was cool. It was cool. I'm not as into it as maybe the whole 99% of the world is, but I dig it. And I think they're all just bad people. Every single one of them. In the beginning it was like, oh, maybe this Joe Exotic guy is a cool dude. And nah, he's an a-hole too. They all suck. I think Carol might be my least favorite. I think everyone hates Carol, which is fine. She's kind of the one everybody is attacking, and for good reason. But overall, I'd say like a C+, maybe. I'd give it. I'm excited to see what more, because they're, like I said, they're in this rundown. They're coming out with another episode already.
Really?
Now are they? Yeah, they are. I think it was Jeff Lowe who kind of said they're coming out with one already. Jeff Lowe is the new owner of that the old Joe Exotic place. And then I guess Discovery might be doing a piece on Carol and her missing husband. Now we have Gucci here. Gucci, gonna be good. Gucci's here. Gucci, what were your thoughts on Tiger King? Nope. All right. But what about, I mean, you know, I kind of ran through it all. It was kind of what you said, you know, could have been three episodes, but anything I missed, anything that I should kind of do more research on before coming up with a C+ ranking?
No, I can't necessarily disagree. I think if they would have made it three episodes, we could have flirted with B+ territory. But
Yeah,
the people aren't great. I think those first couple episodes, you get through them, you still get that novelty of the big cats. And then after a while, It's just like, Scumbag Central, and you're like, all right, and I'm checked out. So.
But it was it. Actually more of Ashley. Ashley did it.
She powered through. It was funny this morning on we do like these weekly calls with the CEO of the company, and he just answers questions. And one of the questions today that he actually answered was, did Carol kill her husband?
And oh, wow. Great question.
He said yes. So, I mean, there you go.
Oh, wow.
CEO of a Fortune 500 company weighing in on whether Carol Baskins killed her husband or not.
Fed him to the tigers.
I mean, there's a lot of swamps out there. There's gators. Who knows? There's plenty of options out here. People are going to the obvious, but Carol's a little bit sneakier than that.
I don't know if she is. I mean,
she's got social media savvy. So.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the worst. Sure. She's the worst. Speaking of social media savvy, been playing Hearth.
Ooh.
Not really how that's social media savvy, but the new hunt, the Demon Hunter came out. You know what's great about playing Hearth and after being absent of it from so long? Is that all the old kind of like single player solo adventures are free now.
Yeah. At least most of them. No, that's awesome.
So I've been going back and playing all the old ones, even though I guess the cards don't really count because, you know, like Scotty mentioned on our last or couple pods ago, they kind of they make cards wild or whatever it is. They make it so you can't use them anymore. But it's just nice to have the collection. So I've been going through that. It's kind of hard, man. Solo adventures. I'm not as good as I used to be, or I was never really good. But, it's fun. I think that's good. I've been hopping on that. I've seen you on there. I've got my first third place finish in Battlegrounds. I owe it all to you, Jeff.
Woo. How was it? How did it feel? It felt good, right? You saw that rating. You got a little bump. You achieved.
Yeah, not sure what the end game is with it, though. But, yeah, I liked it. It was good.
Yeah, I guess there's my new goal, other than the W's, is to they're always kind of adding cards and stuff like that to Battlegrounds as they update the normal game. They're kind of flowing some of that through to Battlegrounds, but trying to get in the top 20%. So that's a 5,000 plus rating. So grinding towards there.
And where are you at right now?
4,500. I got up to about 4,800 at one point, but it's tough. It's tough.
Right now, Gucci has let out a big sigh as he laid down, as he's staring at this door. Not entertained by our Tiger King talk, but maybe he'll be entertained with the Onward talk. I don't know if you watched that. It came out last week, Friday, I believe. One of these, releases that came straight to Disney Plus after the COVID-19 kind of just ruined movie theaters. Also, Bloodshot by Vin Diesel, also out. In case run to your local on-demand affiliates. good, you know. Just a side note, good way to kind of just be like, you know, our movie bombed. Oh, it's because of COVID-19, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. Bloodshot totally would have crushed it. In case you ever heard about it, it's a superhero movie or something. I don't know.
Never heard of Diesel. It.
Well, only because of COVID-19. It would have been a surefire hit. Surefire hit if that had gone. Watched Onward with the wife, and it takes a lot to get Ashley to watch a movie. But you know what? COVID-19 changes people. So she pushed through definitely, you know, these Pixar movies like to tug on the heartstrings. Did you watch it and what were your thoughts?
No, I really enjoyed it. We watched it on Friday, naturally. Unfortunately, I don't think, you know, it's going to get many repeat watches. Kellen is not really interested in it. I think it has to do with the people are like elves in blue, and it's just hard for him to process at this point. He likes animated small things. So like Toy Story or Frozen at times he's really into. I enjoyed it. I had no preconceived notions of the plot of the movie or what it was going in. I thought it was very fun. I thought, you know, kept you interested and like you said, Will, tugged on the heartstrings at the end. Not necessarily the best Pixar movie, although that's really hard to rank, and you know, we'll save that for the Pixar pod. But
hey, I mean, oh man.
Oh, I mean, I think it could fight easily for top 10. Top 5 is going to be difficult, though, for me.
I mean, we all agree. Cars, 1, 2, and 3 are the bottom 3. I mean, is there anything lower than Cars? Any of the Cars movies? Did you enjoy any of the Cars movies?
I don't think I've seen 2 or 3.
That says a lot about it, then.
Yep. Cars 1 was fine. Didn't need more.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's fine. Onward, it was good. I think I liked the mom. I liked actually a couple of the characters. I thought I liked the mom. I liked the two brothers. I liked the Manticore, the Beast Lady. I thought she was funny because of just like how it ended up with her. But it's just a good film. Not their best, but definitely not their worst. Not Cars level. That is for sure. Last one we want to get to, Jeff. Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Looks like you're on. I think you are caught up. You saw the Dillman episode. Just a fantastic episode. And then the Admiral, is that that's the most recent episode?
Yes, the most recent.
Okay.
Most recent.
Oh, get that frog out of your throat, sir. All right, what did you think? It is back.
Oh, it's totally back. It's
Well, it's never left, actually.
I know, it never left, but if you're not on it, get on it. I mean, it's outstanding. I mean, how they have gone so long and nothing really gets tropey, like they allude to similar jokes, but they don't re-hit it in the exact same way over and over and over again. It's not like, you know, shoot, like How I Met Your Mother or that other one, that Sheldon show where they just hammer the same
Big Bang Theory.
Hey, guess what, they're all smart nerd joke, okay, laugh
whoa dude, DNA hieroglyphics, I don't know, hieroglyphics. See, Gucci hates
Collider, man.
Great show. Bazinga. By the way, shout out to Brandon Chong. He tried making me watch it one time when I went over his apartment in New York City. This is like 8 years ago, 7 years ago. I was like, he's like, no, you got to watch it. I was like, nah, you know, we tried. And couldn't get into it. Shout out to Big Bang Theory for being the worst, best show ever in terms of like ratings and everything. Woo! Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Good. And then remember, this time next week, guys, What We Do in the Shadows, season two.
There we go.
I mean, talk about absolute gangbuster show. Glad it's back. Can't wait to discuss that. And you know, in 3 weeks, there's a thing called, or I guess it's in 17 days, the NFL draft. And boy, this is going to be intense because we are now officially on a virtual draft. They're going to do it just like us common folk, us people sitting behind the computers doing some fantasy football draft, because that's what they're going to be doing. They're going to be at home with their families. They can't even be with each other because of COVID-19. And they're going to be doing, you know, computer stuff. Who's going to be answering the phones? Who's going to be talking to other teams? I don't know. But fantasy nerds are definitely going to unite for this one. And, hey, maybe the kids will be answering some of these phones with the trades coming in. How are they going to televise this? So that is the one thing, Jeff.
Yeah, I can't even begin. Are they going to have, like, GMs on webcams? And
yeah, man.
Everyone, like, what are they doing for the players? I mean, what if they don't? I guess they would always just have like camera crews, but are they going to do that, or is it going to be like, yeah, just IG live this and then we'll upload your?
You can't really have a camera crew. They're not allowed to go in there, right?
No, yeah. So it's going to have to be some sort of, yeah, maybe they'll mail you like a GoPro and then it'll be like, here's how you set it up and be ready. But they're not going to have those shots of like, here's everyone in the green room still waiting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no one's getting that dap from Goodell, you know?
No.
That's, you know, maybe a virtual. I mean, is he going to be reading the one reading the names? Who's reading the names? I mean, this is going to be in the most watched draft of all time. Poor Vegas. I mean, imagine doing that in Vegas. That would have been the best. Did you see these new uniforms the NFL teams have been coming out with?
I saw the Falcons and I saw the Rams.
Have you seen the Buccaneers?
Okay, well, it's pretty up there. Okay.
Did you see the video I sent you from the Panthers?
Oh, it was brilliant.
Oh, Panthers just trolling the Falcons. The new uniforms look like the uniforms from the Adam Sandler Longest Yard movie. Fantastic. Right, Gooch? You hate the Falcons uniforms. Looks so blocky. Looks so weird. And the Chargers now, I guess the rumor is the one I sent you where they're going to those baby blues, the powder blues. For the Chargers. So we got four teams with new uniforms, which
Gucci doesn't
also
like.
Gucci did not like anyone. Anyway. Which also leads to Hard Knocks. If this even happens, which I think this is very strange, they're already talking about it. They're trying to do a duo for Hard Knocks. The Chargers and the Rams. I think that'd be kind of interesting. The Rams are boring as hell. Chargers are probably pretty boring.
Yeah.
But the Chargers are really going all out with this. Like, oh, Phillip Rivers is gone. Let's do everything the opposite.
Yep.
New uniforms, new stadium, sign free agents. TV? Yeah, let's do that too. I mean, why not? Because we're just going to do everything. He was holding us back. So when the Chargers play the Colts in the AFC division, we'll see whose curse is the real curse. Is it the Rivers curse or is it the Chargers curse? What do you think? Do you think a Hard Knocks with two teams like the Chargers and the Rams would be kind of interesting, even though the Rams were really, really boring when they did it?
Yeah, I think it'll be good. I think some of the episodes in Hard Knocks, like, they're an hour, right? And so I think they really get stretched to even fill that airtime. So I think it'll be interesting. There's at least some good subplots around the Chargers, if it does happen, around the quarterback situation. And that was pretty good in the Browns' Hard Knocks with Tyrod. So I'm sure he's thrilled to be featured in another televised quarterback competition. Rams, again, they weren't that interesting. It was a lot of pictures of slow-mo of Jared Goff lofting balls in a t-shirt and helmet to receivers, and there's just not a lot of who's spicy on that team. Aaron Donald is still a beast. Like, okay, great. Who else is on their team that you want to get in depth on?
Yeah, I can't wait for the running back battle between, I can't even remember his name, Cedric Stacy and Zach Thompson. just a bunch of guys.
Henderson, I think I merged two old running backs. Someone.
Daryl Henderson, right? Daryl Henderson and
the old guy.
Whatever. Doesn't matter. Yeah, not interesting at all. But if there's two teams, you could have, they might play each other in practices and stuff. You might get two sides of it. I think that'd be interesting, especially what you said. They stretch out one team over an hour sometimes, but now you get two different teams. I can kind of fill that void of the downtime. Maybe one team is boring. You can fill it with more of the other team. Plus, they're moving to these new stadiums or the new stadium. How they're going to fill it, nobody knows. Last one you wrote here. So Jameis Winston, I guess you found this quote, or I don't know where you saw this. This
headline.
Good stuff. Is that a headline?
Headline on NFL.
So Jameis Winston, I guess, has adhered to the fact that he has been replaced by Tom Brady. And he has came out and quote said, what? Kudos to me, is what he says.
Yeah. It was essentially like, well, I guess if they were going to replace me, it happened to be like the greatest of all time quarterback and all this stuff. So I guess, that reflects positively on me and blah, blah, blah. Okay. It was like, however you're dealing with not being signed. I mean, that's fine, bro.
Hey, I like it. I mean, it's not like he was placed by Andy Dalton, right?
Not yet.
Yeah, I mean, not yet. I mean, he doesn't have a job, and Andy Dalton does. This is crazy. There's like five quarterbacks right now that are on the Greybeards, the free agent team, and they should be starting on other teams. When we had, Nathan Peterman starting games the last couple of years, and these four guys can't find a job. All right, fantasy time, Jeff. We're moving. We are trucking right now because we got a lot of stuff to get to. This is where Jeff has come in. He did all the hard hitting, the heavy lifting today. This is why they pay him the big bucks, as they ask CEOs about Tiger King and Carol Baskins. More early ADP. And of course, in fantasy, this will definitely change after Jeez, Gooch.
Gooch is performing right now. He's got some singing.
No, he stopped.
He sees the microphone. He just goes for it.
Yeah, come on. What is this? What is that called? Stage fright? What do you got? Stage fright right now? He just staring me like a statue. Well, we'll just keep on moving along. This will change when the NFL draft happens in 3 weeks. But lay it on me right now. I'll let him go through that. Oh, you got some surprises coming on. Running backs, wide receivers. So are these all the rankings you have found in the two rounds, and then you're just kind of going through? Or are these the ones that are surprising you? Or is it a little bit of both?
It's a little bit of both. I wanted to show how people are thinking about those second round, maybe tier two running backs, because that's where I think it's going to get real interesting. I think they're the first round, and maybe we always think this, should be pretty solid. Like, I think you really can't go wrong in the first round this year, whereas maybe last year there was the Zeke situation and the Le'Veon Bell situation before that. Not a lot of that sort of turmoil in the first round this year, but then it gets interesting. So let me list a couple of these guys. Leonard Fournette is the first of this group. I think this was a PPR ranking, so that's why he jumped up there. Had a big spike in catches last year at 12. Dalvin Cook was 14. Josh Jacobs after that, Aaron Jones, Derrick Henry, and Melvin Gordon all kind of followed suit. Interesting things that I thought were where Josh Jacobs ended up and where Derrick Henry ended up. I thought Derrick Henry would easily be pushing a first-round potential pick. I thought Josh Jacobs maybe would be at the back of this group. Anything that stood out to you, Will?
No, I think Melvin Gordon being in this discussion is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Seeing as he has – last year was a bad year for him, and then, you know, is he really going to be the guy with the Denver Broncos? Who knows? And, yeah, I think Derrick Henry should be – it's surprising that Derrick Henry is not higher than Josh Jacobs at least. Aaron Jones, I mean, is he really going to score 15 touchdowns again or whatever insane number that was? But overall – would you put Dalvin Cook in if it is a PPR? Wouldn't you have Dalvin Cook in that tier one of running backs?
I don't know how you feel about Dalvin Cook, but he obviously was great last year. But it's kind of like I view him and Henry as kind of the same, as like they're obviously very talented.
Like you refuse to draft either of them?
No, it's just you know what their ceiling is and you know what their floor is, right? Like their ceiling is they could be the best running back in fantasy, and their floor is they're completely unusable on a week to week basis because you have no idea what they're going to do. I mean, Aaron Jones could probably fall in that camp too. I mean, when he's scoring 3 or 4 touchdowns a week, he's obviously winning you weeks, but then when he disappears other weeks, he's gone, which is why I think I would tend to lean. I mean, Josh Jacobs is interesting when he's healthy, right? He should be a little bit more consistent. I mean,
he was great. He won people a lot of like weeks for sure, and then he got hurt.
Yeah.
Because he was that surprise that people kind of saw coming. They really ran the hell out of him. I do like Josh Jacobs a lot. I don't know how that offense is going to look this season. John Gruden, Derek Carr. This is going to be tough. Let's just see how the draft kind of goes. If they try to rebuild that whole offense, add another wide receiver, and if they upgrade the quarterback position, who knows? I do like Josh Jacobs. I just Melvin Gordon and Fournette also. See you later.
Yeah.
Wide receivers.
Similar kind of thing. Looking at round 2, Godwin fell in at the 13th overall pick before Mike Evans. So that was an interesting kind of where did those two shake out at 19. So not a too much of separation there. Kenny Golladay, though, interesting, number 20. And then I listed out some of the round 3 guys. You got Amari Cooper in the 3rd round, early 3rd. Cooper Kupp, Keenan Allen, Cortland Sutton, early 3rd. Thielen, all the way kind of back end of the 3rd round. Allen Robinson and Tyler Lockett kind of bringing up the end of the round. So I don't know if this means elite wide receiver is thin or, you know, all of these guys have pretty high upside and maybe have wide receiver one potential on a week to week basis. And therefore it's deep. I don't know. Will, I thought Godwin and Evans, I thought Evans would be before that. I thought Golladay before someone like Amari Cooper was interesting, although they're not too far apart. And then I always think that Keenan Allen never gets enough respect, although the quarterback situation there is going to drag his value down. But the type of routes that he runs, you feel like would be in Tyrod's kind of sweet spot. He can get open quick and kind of be that option before Tyrod just starts running around everywhere.
Yeah. I think I would rather have Evans in fantasy than Godwin. I think Brady's skill set, he wants those tall receivers at this point in his career, would think. He loved Gronk. Randy Moss is a while ago, but Edelman was not like Godwin is the speed threat, right? Edelman was not the Edelman was the underneath guy. So if they still had Adam Humphries, oh my word. I mean, talk about a match in heaven. So I'd rather have Evans there. Golladay is crazy to me, that high. I know he's performed a lot last year. Stafford did a great job last year, but that team is just not good. Aside from that, I do wonder where Stephon Diggs was. Did you see where he was? Because Allen Robinson ahead of that? Ooh.
Yeah, I think he was in the next round. There are actually a couple more before him, so he's not getting a lot of love this year. I can pull it up.
Yeah, because I just wonder how he's going to do with the Bills. I think we all kind of do. Seeing Thielen there, dropping a little bit from his usual high horse in round two. Oh, Ash, special guest, Ashley Soisman, selling some clothes.
Special guest, Disney songs.
She's ready for the Disney songs.
Chomping at the bit for the Disney songs.
Yeah, she's chomping at the bit.
Stephon Diggs, 46th overall, behind T.Y. Hilton, Calvin Ooh. Ridley, DJ Moore, Tyler Boyd, Deebo Samuel.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's down there. And the Chark just missed out on the third round. He's right there in the early
The Minshew Chark connection was one that does not want to be trifled with, that is for sure. I think Allen Robinson, again, just the weird one there.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know who's buying this Foles thing. I mean, I know Foles is going to be the starter just based on money and all that. I don't know. Allen Robinson, who knows? I like him. We'll just see if the quarterback helps change him for this next season. Jeff, I like this next exercise you got. Again, best in the biz, Jeff. Woo. On the All the Fields Fantasy podcast. Lay it on me. What do you got? Because I was a little confused, and then you showed me the light, and now I'm ready to rock.
So I think you've been seeing a lot of these, I hesitate to call them memes, yeah. but like situations going around on the Twitterverse and Facebook, if you're still on that platform. It's kind of like they give you six choices and then they'll kind of randomize four different things. It's like, who do you want to be in a house with? Who do you want to build mm-hmm. an NBA team with? And so this one is, what four pieces across quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end would you kind of prefer for fantasy? And there's six options. If I could go one that I think we're just going to cross off early, Will, it's five. And let me know if you disagree. It's Dak Prescott, mm-hmm. Alvin Kamara, Devontae Adams, and Jared Cook at a tight end. I think Prescott and Cook. I love the Kamara Adams tandem, but Prescott and Cook just don't do enough in comparison. So,
is Jared Cook on the Saints? I mean, I don't know. Still
could be.
Yeah. I like that answer. Evan Ingram, what team is he on?
Jared.
He's still on the Giants. He's still on the Giants.
Derek Cook is on the Saints.
Okay. I feel like Evan Ingram moved teams, but I don't know.
Evan
Ingram
is on the G-Man.
Okay. Now, last thing before we go any further, are these all realistic teams? I'm just trying to take a look here. I don't know if you can get team two realistically.
I think that's what they were going for.
Team one is not realistic at all.
If you picked at the back end of the first round, I think you could get any of these teams.
I disagree. Team one for everyone, just because this is team one is Lamar Jackson, Nick Chubb, Julio Jones, Darren Waller. Chubb and Jones would have to be your back end first round, beginning a second round pick. And then Lamar Jackson's not making it back to you. Is he?
In the what?
Third.
Beginning of the third.
It'd be the end of the third.
End of the third.
Yeah.
It'd be tough.
Yeah, I don't think Lamar Jackson's lasting that long. Darren Waller, you can get whenever the hell you want. Whatever. Maybe you're trading up. Maybe making draft day trades to get Lamar Jackson. Because I think number one is the best team. Lamar Jackson, Nick Chubb, Julio Jones. You can throw whoever the hell you want at tight end. So I think for me, it's team one. That's what I'm picking.
Yeah, I liked one a lot. I think the only one that came close was maybe team two with Patrick Mahomes, Joe Mixon, Tyreek Hill, and Hunter Henry. Team six is also pretty spicy. Deshaun Watson, Dalvin Cook, Chris Godwin, and Kelsey. I mean, there's a lot of spice out there, but I was leaning one originally, just each player has potential to lead their position and be the number one.
Team three, by the way, absolute garb. I don't know what's going on with this one. Kyler Murray, Aaron Jones, DeAndre Hopkins, Evan Ingram.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't know if someone was buying into the Kyler Murray hype, but you could have replaced him with Drew Brees or something. I don't know why Kyler Murray's up there. Maybe Joe Burrow. Hell, who cares? Kyler Murray is going to be fun. Hopkins and Fitzgerald. But I don't see what's his face on this team, Kenyon Drake, on any of these teams. So there's a reason for that. Although he did win someone a fantasy championship in our league. What do you think about Team 4?
Well, I mean, I'm contractually obligated to hate it because Derrick Henry's on it. But, I mean, and I'm not a – I mean, it's so funny that what Austin Hooper did this last year, because two seasons ago he was like a streaming tight end and ruined many weeks for me. Maybe won me one week, but – Michael Thomas and Derrick Henry and Russell Wilson is a pretty strong threesome on any given week. But the Hooper, I would prefer Waller to Hooper. Sad that it has to come down to that. I would prefer Team 2 to Team 4 as well.
I think Team 2 is a good bang for your buck. Well, you know why I don't like Team 2. Mahomes and Hill, you get that nice little stack. Every week you have the possibility of just writing down 55 points, 50 points or so. Yep. Well, you might, you know, get two from Hill every once in a while. And then you get Mixon, who's going to give you one every week. And then Hunter Henry, who knows what Hunter Henry's going to do with this quarterback situation. But I think I like Team 1, you like Team 2. Finally, we don't overwhelmingly agree for once on one of these little teams here. Next thing, Jeff, a little article that you tagged, and I'm reading it right now, and I saw – which teams are kind of matched up? Like, I think it's Cynthia Freeland. You know, yeah, it is. She did all this little analytics, whatever that means. She is also noting realistic fits, which is great, because when they do these, you know, perfect match NFL drafts, it's like, oh, this would be the Chargers' perfect draft. And it'll be like Tua and then the top offensive tackle and then the second best wide receiver. And it's like, yeah, that'd be the perfect one, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Because, you know, crap happens. So CD Lamb, which is, I guess, the number one wide receiver. We talked about the wide receivers a couple of weeks ago. Him to the 49ers. I think that's a good one. I think these are all really good. Jerry Jeudy goes to the Raiders. Henry Ruggs goes to the Panthers. Justin Jefferson, I mean, yeah, sure, whatever, goes to the Eagles. And then this one.
I just love the name. Laviska Shenault Jr. That means LaVisca, there's another Shenault. Laviska running around there.
Somewhere. Yeah. Senior must have had a great time in his day going to the Broncos. I like, if I had to pick one, I think it has to be the, yeah, I don't know. Hold on. I wanted to say the Panthers, but then, you know, their quarterback situation doesn't really excite me. I guess CeeDee Lamb, because he is realistically the number one wide receiver out of this draft. He gets to go play with Jimmy Graps. He just replaces Emmanuel Sanders. And they have a nice little duo with Debo and CD. That's a CD and Debo. I mean, name a better combo of first names other than maybe LaVisca and Cortland. I don't know. It's going to be pretty close there. LaVisca is a great name. What do you think, Jeff? Any of these, I mean, rookie wide receivers, it's going to be interesting. They always kind of either come out really good or they do pretty poor.
Yeah, I like the CeeDee Lamb, and I like the Jerry Jeudy one as well. I think he's pretty much like an Amari, from what everyone is saying, like an Amari Cooper mold player. And we saw Amari Cooper have some success in Raiderville. Took him a little bit to figure it out in a trade to the Cowboys to fully break out. But I think that one's I mean, as much as a Ruggs the third, I mean, the Panthers, they got too many wide receivers. It's going to be – he seems just like another really quick wide receiver in that offense with Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback. Justin Jefferson and the Eagles, just welcome to the abyss of wide receivers. And LaVisca, I mean – with Rocky Sin and LaVisca on the same team, that's a great name combo for any team. But I think it'll be interesting. I think we got 2 weeks to the draft. We'll all be on the Zoom call figuring out different backgrounds, different shenanigans. So it'll be interesting, Will.
Let's just get down to brass tacks here.
Is it time?
It is. I think Ashley and Emily are getting rambunctious here.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they're getting rambunctious. All they've been thinking about is this pod. That's really all they've been thinking about. They've been waiting for these songs.
Okay.
Have they what?
Have they done any, like, have they seen the list? Do they know what which ones we're talking about?
Oh, no, going in blind. I think there's going to be, I mean, I've sent texts. They knew. I think they're going to have a couple trouble. I see a couple songs on here that Ashley's not going to know, but Emily is a movie savant. So I have a good feeling she knows all of these, but we'll go right up to it. Get a Little Mermaid song versus a Beauty and the Beast song.
Before we get going, is it going to be, I'd like to do like a you, me, and well, in whatever order, and then they can be the tiebreaker in any case.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Let's go ahead. Yeah. Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay.
So Part of Your World, Little Mermaid versus Belle, Beauty and the Beast. Your take.
Yep. Well, as I've made abundantly clear on the previous pods, Part of Your World is pretty much the genesis of everything bad about Little Mermaid, where she wants to not live as a princess in the ocean and would rather give that all up for what? Just to live on Earth, like the unknown. She doesn't even know what she's getting herself into, and then she changes everything for a guy. So Belle, it's great. It's got a great little pep in the step, a little tempo that I like. It does a great job of setting up the movie and the character in song. Part of Your World, just, I mean, it's a better song pound for pound, but I got to go Belle here.
I have to bring this to the crowd because I like Part of Your World. Let me do a shout out. Ready? This is like, what was that show? Oh, Who Wants a Millionaire? By the way, making a comeback. Well, they would just do like, ask the crowd. Wait, Emily, before you go.
Yes.
Ashley, ready? Part of Your World, Little Mermaid. Good song?
No.
Oh, I got one. How about versus Belle on Beauty and the Beast?
No.
Belle, Beauty and the Beast. Oh, I got an eh, and I got a, which one's better? Oh, Part of Your World wins. Sorry, Jeff.
Wow. It's just as.
Oh, I got 100% after that, by the way.
No.
It's March Madness.
Jeez,
they don't understand. So Part of Your World moves forward. Sorry, Jeff. We had the tiebreaker. Rest in peace, Belle, Beauty and the Beast.
You know, that's fine.
The next one, I know Ashley has no idea what song this is. She already laughed about it. But we have Circle of Life, Lion King. That's not the one I'm talking about. Versus Poco Loco from Coco.
I've actually seen Coco.
Oh,
wow.
We've seen Coco. But that song, you know, maybe not the most memorable song, at least to her. It's a good song, though. It's the end song, I believe, with the guitars.
That's how it's like in the middle when they're doing, like, he has to do this. I don't know. It's like a singing competition, and that's how he gets invited to the party, essentially.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead, Jeff. Circle of Life versus Poco Loco.
I mean, Circle of Life is a. I mean, you get that Sueña in the beginning. I mean, that's just. It's great. I love it. It's got a lot of verve and a lot of life. It's good even in the new kind of live action version. Poco Loco is a great ditty, but I think Circle of Life is just too powerful and a little bit underrated as the number 12 overall song, I think.
Yes, you're on it, babe. We're going with Circle of Life here.
Okay.
It's a legendary song, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she says yes. I mean, it sets the tone. Was that in the live action movie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I never saw the live action movie, and I have no intentions on ever seeing it.
Yeah. So don't go for it.
That's another barrier, like another good sign. If that is in the live action movie, then that means it's a good song.
And they didn't butcher it.
Good. By the way, last week you asked me if the Remember Me song was from Coco and not Toy Story, and you were right, it was. So a little error on my part on that.
No worries.
It still would lose to Goofy Movie, so.
It's true. We can
next one. Can You Feel the Love Tonight, Lion King?
Oh, 100%.
Doesn't even. Well,
wow.
It's going up against Be Our Guest, Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, wow.
Holding attention. This is a shining moment for the pod right now. So, Can You Feel the Love Tonight versus Be Our Guest? Ashley's in a bit of a tizzy here. Jeff, what is your favorite out of these two?
Okay, so we lost Jeff. I don't know what happened. This is what happens when you do live broadcasting and with new software. Because we're using Zencastr. But Ashley's still here. And all we're going to do is go through the bolded, the winners that we talked about. We were talking about Strangers Like Me, Tarzan versus Into the Unknown, Frozen 2. Ashley, you hate Frozen. You're never going to see Frozen 2, right?
Never again.
Yeah, never again.
I mean, never. Ever.
Secret's out. So, but Into the Unknown wins because Jeff, it is partially him, Baby Kellen. They've watched it thousands of times already and plan on watching
it. Such a good message.
It is a good, thank you. Thank you for filling in for Jeff. And then we went to the top seeds. Oh, funny part we're going to say later on that we have to re-record this. Thankfully, there's one part that gets left out. But Let It Go goes up against Standout. Let It Go, Ash, you think this might take it all.
I do, because everybody on the face of the earth knows the song, so why wouldn't it win? I mean, you can ask a 90-year-old grandma, and she's be like, oh, yeah, Let It Go. Great song.
Great song. Unfortunately, it's not going to beat Standout. Or, sorry, it will beat Standout. Standout has no chance. Good movie, though. Standout. Good movie. Next song, unfortunately, actually, I have no opinion on this. How Far I'll Go, Moana, but you do hear it's a great message.
Great message, Moana.
Going up against Gaston, Beauty and the Beast. One of the weirdest lyrics of all time, and not a very good message at all. It's about a man who just is really full of himself. When he was a kid, he had a dozen eggs. When he grew up, he had 5 dozen eggs. So that's what you can do when you grow up and be a man. How Far I'll Go moves on. You'll Be in My Heart, number 3 overall seed. Ash, you love this song. It's a Phil Collins jam. Going up against What's This, Nightmare Before Christmas. You love both of these songs.
I do. What's This is more fun and upbeat, but You'll Be in My Heart is a classic.
How's it go?
I'm not going to sing it. I would if you weren't recording me.
Well, maybe it'll be like last time. You'll Be in My Heart goes on, even though What's This, again, great song. What's this? What's that? There's something in the air. And that is all anyone knows. That's number 3. You'll Be in My Heart. And the last one, the reason why Jeffrey and I made this Disney March Madness is because we looked at a bracket like a month ago, and I'll Make a Man Out of You was like 20th, the number 20 seed or something. And in reality, it is the number 4 seed in our tournament. It has 200, 300 million listens on Spotify, and it's going up against Be Prepared from The Lion King, the scary, daunting tale. From Scar, I'll Make a Man Out of You, my personal favorite Disney song of all time. I don't know what you think, babe.
It's a great song. I hear you sing it all the time.
Yeah, she thinks that all the Spotify listens are because of me. So that's a recap on this. We kind of lost Jeff for a second. Unfortunately, this is just not my jam. I've been messing up a lot. And plus, the microphone has a little wobbly knob, and every time I hit it, we lose Jeff.
A little wobbly knob on there.
But Ashley, she might not ever be back. This is the first and possibly last time, but she needs to hear her voice, and I'm about to play it for her, and we'll see if she even wants to do it ever again. But thanks, babe.
Possible next pod, reaction to my voice.
That's right. Oh, wow, get the reaction. It'll be the Frozen pod, the overrated Frozen pod.
Frozen and haters.
And the reaction to this. Also, we touched on when you weren't here. Ranking the Pixar movies, that might be part of our next pod, because we're talking about Onward versus Toy Story.
Oh, great movie.
Ah, look at that. A little more pizzazz on this re-recording. Thanks for re-listening to us, even though a lot of you have no idea what we are talking about. This could be the first one, but this one actually worked. I had a really bad poop before we recorded. Thanks. Peace.